what to do. Just let your mind drift away into paradise and say, this is heaven, I know. I feel it so in my heart. I can see heavenly love.
like in a raging storm, and the captain on the deck. Like in a raging storm, and the captain on the deck. My poor heart's bleeding, and my mind's all wrecked. I think it's unfair to love and not be loved. I think it's unfair to love and not be loved. I think it means beware when you kiss and cannot hug. There's no art in life unless you understand. There's no art in life unless you understand. There's no art in marrying someone just because you can. Baby, I was with you. This morning a year ago, baby, I was with you. This morning I'm without you. Lord, is why I'm so blue. Hatred is self-punishment. Forgiveness is better than revenge. Hatred is self-punishment. Forgiveness is better than revenge. There's no art in buying love, all to love, all to lose and none to win.
Well, good evening. This is old Roger Courtney here in WFMU. And the program opened up on the piano with Cyril Scott doing something he composed. He's called Dancing Egg. After that, Whistling Alex Moore. Just now, he sang Heart Wrecked Blues. Now, I'm back. I'm back after 1 week away. I want to thank Matt Fiveash for filling in for me last week. Now, look. Matt told the listeners that I was in a rehab facility for my laudanum addiction. This is not true. I skipped rehab. Instead, I stayed home. I had to file hundreds of 70 RPM records that were strewn about my bunker after a couple of what we politely call music orgies. With my cronies, those 78s needed to be put back in sleeves and placed on the shelves in the proper alphabetical sequence. It's a little something called order. You wouldn't understand. Anyway, so since I was home, I listened to Matt hosting my show. Well, it was a pretty good show for a so-called youngster. Now, I suspect that Matt Fiveash is much older than he claims. My guess is that Matt is in his early 90s, just based on his good taste in music. Anyway, if you missed his program, it's too bad, because the only way you can hear it now is if you travel to other planets. You see, once these shows are broadcast, they must be listened to the one time that they are presented on the radio. After that, the radio signals, they drift into outer space, and they travel to distant planets rather all distance. Anyway, they eventually get there. So you really need to time your arrival on a particular planet with the time that the radio show arrives there. And you got to bring a radio, too. Now, look, trust me on this. It's a little thing called science. You probably wouldn't know anything about that. You know, it's really too bad that the United States canceled their space program years ago. No one's even trying to get to the moon anymore. Decades ago, they'd launch a rocket, and they'd send some guy with a crew cut, and he's dressed in a shiny silver spacesuit and a fishbowl helmet. They sent him up there to plant a flag on the surface of the moon. Well, those were the days. That's a little thing called history. You probably don't know much about it. Don't bother looking it up. The libraries have all gone out of business, and there's no more books, because everyone these days is sitting in front of their stupid computers, looking at the internet, or just staring at their stupid phones. Except me and my cronies in the Pouton Shanty. We have what is known as institutional memory. Look, you ask us if you want to know anything about the past, because we're still living in it. Now, look, I also want to say, if you're looking on the internet at the radio playlist for the program, Lola Bell Pancake is on vacation. She had to have a week off, she insisted. But her sister Dora Bell Pancake is handling the playlist and the comments for him. I don't look at it, but Dora Bell, I'm sure she's doing a fine job. Now, she does not have the same administrative qualifications as Lola Bell, so please be kind to her in the comments. It's just for this 1 week. Okay, Old Codger Show, 70 RPM Records. Let's go back to the great music right now. We'll be right back.
of the greedy kind. All of my wants are simple. I know what's on my mind. I'm not resting until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy. Now listen, big boy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone, boop-boop-ba-doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone, papa, my goodness, fire. To anything higher than feel the desire to make you my own, papa, boom, buddy, love, boom, buddy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum
That was the original Forsythe. I can... It's these dancers. But it's tough to say Forsythe. Yeah, I said it. And it was called Bit. Before that was King Oliver and his Dixie Syncopators with Someday Sweetheart. Helen Kane, the lovely Helen Kane, did I Want to Be Loved by You. Before that was some calypso from Cyril Diaz and his orchestra. It was called The Shake... You Pampalam Calypso, and Big Spider Beck and his gang were playing Margie before. So this is Courtney T. Edison. I'm here every week on Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WFMU, playing 70 RPM records only. Now listen, this is very important, what I'm about to tell you. Because as you know, you, the listener to the Old Codger Radio Show, you have certain obligations. Yes, you do. I'm telling you, you have certain obligations. You can't just sit there and enjoy the music. There are rules which apply to you. So shut up and pay attention. I didn't say shut up or pay attention. You will do both. And you can't change the station. I forbid it. So shut up, pay attention, and don't change the station. If you need to use the bathroom, just raise your hand. Now, the rules for listeners have always been there, but the typical listener to this show can't be bothered to read the fine print. Many of them have misplaced their reading glasses and they can't even see the fine print. Now, there's others think that because this is radio, that there's nothing to read, but they're wrong. We, meaning me, the programmer and the host, and you, the listener, we have a contractual bond. It is written in the airwaves. It can be read, and a lot of it is implied. But just because something is implied doesn't mean it is any less real. We have what are known as the Old Codger Radio Show Terms of Service. It's also known as the End User Licensing Agreement. I don't know who makes up these names. Anyway, after we conferred with our legal advisor, Bud Wifflebat, and we have decided to update our terms of service. Bud said, he told us that these changes are necessary to deter any frivolous legal undertakings by brain-damaged listeners or floozies who try to file a paternity suit because their ugly kid looks a bit like me. Anyway, we have Gus Bodenheim here to announce that's his job, to announce the updated old codger show terms of service.
Hello, Gus Bodenheim here. On behalf of the Old Codgers Radio program, we are hereby not only obligated but obliged, legally speaking, to speak legally with regard to revisions in our terms of service, including but not limited to recent modifications in our conditions of use, with special bonus updates to our end-user license agreement. Please note that in the interest of clarity, we're dropping every whereas and passing the savings on to you. Now hear this. We hereby disclaim any and all warranties explicitly stated or implied in any previous iteration of this here, what I'm reading, with regard to intellectual property rights. The Old Codger Radio Program, LLC, reserves the right both hitherto and henceforth to assume ownership and free-range Roman rights over any content or concept given willingly or otherwise acquired in the course of spinning those classic 78s. World without end, amen. Courtney and staff disavow and poo-poo even any claims of discomfort, injury, humiliation, or financial ruin brought about by Rancho Malario, Sly Weasel, or any of the Del Barton products and or services advertised on the program. Abusive, sullen, dyspeptic, or snooty listeners will be terminated at the capricious whim of the old codger or any of his accredited representatives, ostensible associates, or convincing facsimiles thereof. Your radio will be seized. Your internet throttled. Any misuse, smarty pants deconstruction, willful disregard, or dimbulb misinterpretation of any aspect of this very thing I'm now laying out for you will result in immediate termination from all codger-related activities and functions. You will be escorted from your place of listening, detained, and re-educated. And so say all of us.
are getting rusty, so you said. You're feeling badly, and everything looks gray. You're getting worried, yes indeed. I know exactly what you need. A little sunshine will make you feel okay. Give the blues a chase. Find a sunny place. Go and paint your face with sunshine. Pay your doctor bill. Toss away his pill. You can cure your ill with sunshine. Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it is too late? And hang them up out in the sun so they evaporate. And when your troubles start pounding at your heart, rub the injured part with sunshine. Give the blues a chance. Find a sunny place. Go and paint your face with sunshine. Pay your doctor bill. Toss away his pill. You can cure your ill with sunshine. Why don't you take your teardrops one by one before it is too late? And hang them up out in the sun so they evaporate. And when your troubles start pounding, pounding at your heart, rub the injured part with sunshine.
If you want to know the time, ask a policeman. The proper rhythmic time, ask a policeman. Every copper on the beat, yeah, he's got rhythm in his feet. One step, two step, three step, four step, ragtime, just time, swing, we're always on the beat. The lads in blue are always on the beat. We raise our batons and we raise our voices in song. To keep us cheery when we're swinging along, we're always smart and neat. To see us passing gives the girls a treat. They all start waving and they wink a friendly eye. Hear them whisper, ain't he sweet? We can sweep them off the feet because we're on the beat. Why do all the nursemaids say,
oh, I think you police are wonderful.
Who's with Cook on her half day?
My rhapsody in blue.
Why do all the convicts shout,
oh, I think you police are marvellous.
What is all the fuss about? Well, I'm not asking you, for the reason is plain. Let me tell you again, we're always on the beat. You'll see us standing guard on every street. If things upset you, there's no need to worry or frown. Ask a policeman and he won't let you down for anyone you meet.
Anyone you meet.
He's bound to tell you that we're hard to beat.
Yes, we're hard to beat.
We know the answers and we'll tell you one and all.
All the answers, then we tell you one and all.
If you're wandering up and down, we'll show you how to go to town.
Well, all right,
because we're on the beat.
We're on the beat.
Thank you.
something you can't defeat. Obeying orders, we would go through water or fire. Always forward, for we never retire, and though we sometimes meet with opposition, still we don't retreat. We are not daunted, and on us you can rely. Make a date at 9:30, you'll always find us right on time, because we're on the beat. We're always on the beat. We're not allowed to stop and take a seat. We keep on walking through the winter, summer and spring. Rain or sunshine, well, it don't mean a thing. We're always on our beat. This upper lining is from cold and heat, but we don't grumble, for our duty must be done. Though we may be full of aches, we never have to ask for breaks, because we're on the beat.
That it was George Formby, and On the Beat. And before that, Florence Brady. She didn't make too many recordings. That was Sunshine from Florence Brady. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, we're going to hear from them again later in the program, I think. I brought another 78 by them. We heard the 2-2 Blues from Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. Now, this is Courtney, the old codger here in WFMU. And you know what it's time for. Oh, almost. Oh, wait. No, not yet. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for Flip the Frog! That's right. We're going to hear the soundtrack from the major motion picture starring Flip the Frog. This is called the Cuckoo Murder Case from 1930. Now, look. We are still defying the cease and desist from the attorneys for the owners of the Flip the Frog motion picture, the major motion pictures, the soundtracks. We are challenging them. We're defying them. We're not going to comply with the cease and desist. They want us to stop airing these soundtracks because we didn't pay the royalties. Now, look, we hired a private detective who conducted a clandestine investigation into these attorneys. Now, the results are very revealing. The summary conclusion of the 250-page detailed report that they submitted claims that these attorneys, they are knaves and poltroons. Rumor has it they are also bums and varlets and scalawags. And in addition, there are patterns of misconduct which reflect the behavior of morons and miscreants and riffraff. So our attorney has advised us not to comply with the cease and desist order. And we're going to continue, week after week, airing the soundtracks from the major motion pictures starring Flip the Frog. Now, the cameos, the walk-ons, the people stumbling into the frame of the camera. In this, in the Cuckoo Murder Case, let's see, it's a long cast to here. We got Kip and Kat Mousley, Sploden Mellon. That was his name, Sploden Mellon. Then there's, two cousins of Maxwell Bodenheim. There's Billy Bob Bodenheim and Werner von Bodenheim. Then there's Nola Bamber. The slide whistle in this major motion picture soundtrack is by the up-and-coming Bunny Berrigan. He's quite a virtuoso on the slide whistle. Then there's Elsa and Eldridge Horsley, Pocket Pool Finnegan, Diego Bunny Self, and finally, Mickey Rooney. Mickey Rooney's in this one as a cute puppy who gets run over by a wagon. Spoiler alert, he springs back to life. It's a major motion picture. You know, they can take some liberties. So here we go, The Cuckoo Murder Case from 1930. Starring Flip the Frog, that's right.
Thank you.
Listen to the children play out there. Not my own, of course. This is my side gig. What can we learn from observing their innocence, their lightness of spirit, their natural eagerness? Not much, I dare say, but one can't help but be impressed by just how much grub they can cram into their tiny bodies. And when they come screaming in here demanding lunch, I've a simple solution that works a treat every time. My secret is Hardly Hamster. It's a soy and sawdust-based hamster substitute with the flavor profile of real hamster and no marsupial aftertaste. Hardly Hamster is paleo-accessible and suitable for moderate veganish dabblers with only 1% of the actual hamster polyphenol flavonoids that children love so. Hardly Hamster is 3D printed in a choice of four sizes. Minuscola, Piccola, Normale, and for those with a hearty hunger, Gigantesco. But whether or not they're as impressed by pretentious Italianate size designations as are their cosmopolitan adult counterparts, your little tribe of rodent-gobbling tots will fall for it every time. Hardly Hamster. From the Del Barton kitchens to your table. And after that, it's not our problem.
Thank you.
That was Eddie Lang. We finished up the program with Prelude, Opus 3, number 2. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang before that with Black and Blue Room. You heard a commercial there from Gus Bodenheim for Hardly Hempster, a fine product of Del Barton Kitchens. The J.H. Squire Celeste Octet did the Grasshopper's Dance, and of course we heard the soundtrack of the major motion picture The Cuckoo Murder Case, starring Flip the Frog, here on the Old Codger Radio Show. I'll be back next week. You stay tuned for, it's called Morricone Island with the Devin Eleven. He's no Flip the Frog, but he's a nice guy. And after 1 hour with me, I think you're ready for a nice guy. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. The Old Codger Show is made possible by funding. I need a puppet. I need a puppet that sounds exactly like me. Thank you.